Referees support us, and you can join in too. That's my job. 7 o'clock, Tuesday, 29th of November. Too difficult.
How do we feel?
Ooh, tricky too.
What should we take and how much should we give?
£3, or it's free if you're a member of the City Supporters Club. Come along, Burnsy's Big Sports Quiz at the KC, Tuesday, 29th of November.
I'm getting forgetful in the old age. Forgot to tell you that Queen lead Text Pop with 75% of the votes. Keep them coming in. 07786200959. My special guest this afternoon, the wonderfully talented acoustic singer-songwriter Nick Harper, live from our Grimsby studio in 10 minutes.
Carl and Gloria Live, Angela's Ashes author Frank McCourt with his new book, Teacher Man.
David Reeves has cinema tickets to give away.
And a short mystery voice.
That's better.
Carl and Gloria Live at 9.
BBC Radio Humberside on a very chilly afternoon. It will get brighter as the afternoon goes on. There might be the odd isolated shower, but there are strong and gusty northwesterly winds which will make it feel much colder than the 8 Celsius 46 Fahrenheit high. Whoa, freezing cold. Go to bbc.co.uk/humber if you would like to keep up to date with the weather over the next 24 hours. Now then, don't miss the Grammar Police tomorrow morning with Andy and Lara Verbinley. Now naughtiness. That's really hard to say, verb villainy, isn't it? Whatever the mistake, the Grammar Police will collar them. People like local councils, newspapers, shops, and even the old Bill himself. You can hear it's 7:55, and you can check out the Rogues Gallery on the Grammar Police section on our website. Go to bbc.co.uk/humber and click on Grammar Police.
Your talent. Local live music at its best.
Raw Talents Rewind.
In last Thursday's Raw Talent, international DJ Paul Duquesne looked back on his brilliant career.
The Kuala Lumpur.
Okie dokie, you're going to talk to Nick Harper ahead of his gig at Grimsby's Auditorium this evening. We've got his new album, Treasure Island, up for grabs on Where in the World a little bit later on as well. First, though, let us remind you what your two tunes on Text Pop are today. Okie dokie, that's Text Pop. The reason we're playing those tunes is because it's Bev Bevan from the ELO's birthday today. He is 59, and it's 14 years ago to this day since Freddie Mercury died. So, Don't Stop Me Now by Queen is tune A. Sweet Talking Woman by the ELO is tune B. 07786200959. We have got a rather amazing lead for Queen at the moment, at currently 76%, so it's looking somewhat unassailable. There's always one, isn't there? There is always one. In this case, there's two, actually. Tune A, which is Queen for me, says Vodka Phil, and we'll have Tune B, which is the ELO for Kaz. We're going for the draw. And by the way, they want to know whether the bus is off the road because they're putting extra seats in it so I can pick everybody up on the way to the Withensea Christmas light switch on tomorrow. And the answer to that is no. The satellite's knackered. Here's Ange. All right, Ange, she says, I'll have Queen, please. Just watching these snow clouds gather over Hornsey while baking, we've got our sledge at the front of the shed instead of the lawnmower. Paul, how do you make a tissue dance? Put a little boogie... Oh, no! No, boogie... Oh, that's one of the jokes from the kids at school. Thank you. You just had to repeat it for me, didn't you? Absolutely. By the way, says Jeff, it's not northwesterly winds, it's northwesterly. Oh, is it now? And on the subject of bacon butties at the switch on tomorrow night, Sue says, tell Timbo I will see if bacon butties can be arranged. I'll send Donald Doolittle out tonight to poach for a pig. Don't do that. It's against the law. All right, Nick Harper after Jem and they on BBC Radio Homicide. It's 2:38 now tonight at the Grimsby Auditorium. Renowned guitarist and singer Nick Harper takes to the stage. Nick's son of the 70s poet and singer Roy Harper, and he's become a major force in his own right since the release of his debut album Lights at the End of the Kennel back in 1994. He's lauded for both his voice and his guitar playing, and he's just released his 8th album. It's called Treasure Island. And I'm delighted to say he's taken time out from the rehearsals for tonight's gig to talk to us this afternoon live from our Grimsby studio. Good afternoon to you, Nick.
Hi, Paul.
How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. You looking forward to tonight?
Yeah. I'm just waking up now and ready to rock.
Where were you last night, then?
Leeds.
Leeds. So not too far to come, then.
No.
Good gig last night, was it?
Yeah, fantastic.
You were at the New Roscoe, weren't you?
Indeed, that's right.
Good venue, that.
Packed and steamy.
Well, that's what you like, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Really? Bit of an intimate venue. So, I guess the auditorium's slightly bigger in Grimsby, is it?
The auditorium. Yeah. Now, the auditorium, I'd love to play there, but I'm actually at the institution.
Oh, are you? Beg your pardon.
I do apologise.
My fault, anyway, so the institution. So, do you actually tailor your gigs depending on where you're playing, or is it just much the same format, really?
I'm afraid not. I stumble along straight ahead in a straight line and do what I do wherever I am, I'm afraid.
Well, I suppose if you deviated, it would probably upset a few of your loyal fans, wouldn't it, really?
Absolutely. Well, I try and cover all the bases, anyway, so hopefully people don't leave disappointed.
No, I'm sure they don't. Now, you have obviously a musical vein running through your family. Obviously, your dad was very well known in the 70s and the 80s. I guess it must have been quite interesting growing up watching all that. Do you put that down to the fact... your career down to the fact that your father was so closely involved with the industry?
Absolutely. I guess it was just accepted. I mean, I never wanted to do anything else, really. There was always a guitar lying around. Mm. And I just thought that that's what our family did, you know.
Did your dad teach you, or did you just pick it up as you went along, if you like?
No, not really. He was away quite a lot, messing about with his guitar on the road. And... So my contact with him really was through the records, that's how I learned, by listening to him, really.
Now, for people that haven't heard your stuff before, how would you sort of describe yourself musically? Where do you sort of fit into the bigger musical picture, if you like?
Well, that's just the thing, really. I don't think I do. It's I suppose it's acoustic guitar based, but I go to all sorts of areas that don't have much to do with acoustic guitar, really. I've been collaborating with orchestral musicians, there's an opera singer on the latest CD. Mm. There's a sort of piece of verse about living in Wiltshire.
Right, which is where you grew up, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. There's a George Bush speech.
Oh, excellent.
Which has been chopped up and butchered. But
which one's that one?
Well, it's the one where he's on the SS Arizona congratulating the troops for a job well done.
Oh, you mean the victory one where he's...
Yeah. I've just cut it up a bit, so he actually says what... He means in my mind.
With
new precision weapons, we can target civilians.
Is that a song on the new album, then?
I put it on there, yeah.
Which one is it, then?
It's called Intelligent Design.
Oh, right, interesting. Somewhat ironic title, yeah?
Well, yes, exactly. Intelligent Design is... he's insisted that the schools in America are taught that, alongside the theory of evolution... that it may well be that the world we live in is only 4,300 years old and was created by an intelligent being.
Interesting. That's one to look forward to indeed.
Now, exactly.
You do stuff out of the ordinary, if you wouldn't mind me saying that, because... you've taken on stuff in an acoustic vein, like songs by Public Enemy, which you wouldn't expect to hear in that. Do you like a challenge like that? Because, I guess it is a challenge to do that sort of thing, isn't it, really?
I suppose, you could look at it like that. I suppose it's just what I do, I just play the acoustic guitar, and playing those songs is just really a homage and a doffing of the cap to influences that I feel I owe something to, So there's Jeff Buckley and Frank Zappa and Elvis Presley and Led Zeppelin and all sorts of things. You know, it's not it's not one particular area that I feel that I come from or or am going to.
You were once likened to the British Jeff Buckley. When people make comparisons like that, how does it make you feel? Because I think obviously you are a musician in your own right. So you know, I suppose it's kind of flattering in another vein as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, to be put in the same bracket as him is an incredible compliment. Mm. But I guess. It's people need touchstones. People need to feel, you know, that they can understand the area you're coming from before they listen, you know. Mm. And I understand that totally. So, you know, if people want to talk, I mean, talking about music is much more difficult than actually just playing it.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
I'm not very good at playing it either, but that's another story entirely. Now, you worked with Glenn Tilbrook, the frontman from Squeeze. Now, that must have been interesting because, you know, his songs, both as a solo artist and with Squeeze, are always very, they're satirical, but also they're full of social and political comment. I guess that would have appealed to you, given what you told us about that song about George Bush earlier.
Absolutely, but probably what appealed to me more was his sort of down-to-earth good humour, really. And the first time I met him, we ended up in the bar, and a few beers later, you know, we were firm friends, I think.
Yeah. So,
I've been a fan of his music when I was a kid.
Yeah, fantastic stuff.
I was praying for Up the Junction to knock Bright Eyes off the top spot all those years ago.
Blimey, Charlie, 1979.
Indeed.
Oh, dear. Takes you back, doesn't it?
It does.
I presume you had quite a diverse collection of records when you were younger, given the fact that your father's associates sort of ranged from the likes of Dave Gilmour, Robert Plant, and Keith Moon. It must have been an interesting environment in which to, you know, sort of form opinions about music, I would guess.
Yeah, I suppose I always had an open mind.
Mm.
but I don't think it was unusual to me.
It was your world, wasn't it?
Exactly. I learned that it was later on, you know, in the playground when it was deemed, you know, worth half a Twix or something.
Because they are a few marbles of the odd conker that hadn't been beaten in 3 years. Yeah. Well, those are the important things, aren't they?
Quite right.
That's what life's all about, isn't it?
So true.
For a 10-year-old, I mean, you know, let's not trivialise it too much.
Well, I'm glad to say I haven't matured at all since
again.
Then.
I don't think anybody in the right mind really wants to do that.
No.
Do they really? Now, let's have a sneak preview of what people can expect at the Grimsby Institution. I got it right this time, tonight.
Good man.
You're going to play us a tune, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to try and warm up my voice.
Good stuff. What are we going to have for us today, then?
I'm going to play a nice mellow tune called Radio Silence.
Okie dokie.
Ready?
Yeah, ready. Take it away.
Awake, asleep, alive, but drifting, a lake of deeper light is shifting behind my eyes. A breath of breeze, a brush of skin, a whisper in the air. A sound I heard with certainty, I expect you there. I thought I saw your shape shifting in the black. I thought that you were back. I tried to hear my name. I've listened for a call or anything at all. Radio silence. Radio silence. The hum of the night left there singing its fantasy. Of my sight bereft of sin, and I want to see me reaching out and running all along you everywhere. touch are filled with ecstasy. I'll expect you there. I thought I saw your shape dancing in the black. I thought that you were back. Tried to hear my name. I've listened for a call or anything at all. Radio silence. Radio silence.
Nick Harper on BBC Radio Humber, that's called Sight, and that's called Radio Silence. Now, that song gives you the impression that you've, you know, nothing to do really. You've got plenty of time on your hands. You can just wander through the countryside on a summer's day and sort of see where it takes you, doesn't it?
I mean, absolutely.
It's wonderful. I get the impression that you like writing about life and all life's good things and kind of bad things as well, complications, stuff that makes you happy. Is that what sort of fires your imagination?
Yeah, everything. Everything goes in. It swirls around. Some of it sticks, some of it just flows straight out the other side. But, you know, I think everything is an influence in your life, whether you realise it or not at the time. And I'm a firm believer in us being all part of a fabric that's interwoven and interlocked. And I think I try and pay attention. Most of the time I drift through, you know.
Don't we all?
Exactly.
Yeah. You've had a lot of very, very complimentary press. I guess it's a good motivator when you see that sort of thing. Do you read the press, or do you tend not to bother and just get on with what you're doing?
I try to, but I mean, it's difficult, I think, to accept praise, and it's difficult to take criticism on board as well.
Yeah.
So it's probably wise to steer clear of all that sort of stuff. But you know, it gets prodded in front of your nose every once in a while, and it's good to hear people say nice things about you. It makes you feel like you're getting through, you know.
Absolutely.
But you shouldn't rubbish the stuff that says, you know, you need to work on a few areas as well.
Do you find that going out on tour will inspire you to, you know, give you the hunger to get back in the studio and to do some new stuff? I mean, you must get ideas for songs when you're out on tour.
Absolutely. That's when I get most inspired, is when you meet people, really.
Yeah.
Meet people you haven't met and get into situations you haven't been into.
Mm.
Actually, that sounded a bit dangerous, but...
there's nothing wrong with a bit of a danger in life, you know, it keeps you on your toes and all that.
Quite right.
Well, it does help, though, doesn't it, really? I suppose it's an inspiration, and it gets the old the cogs in the brain working, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the album's called Treasure Island, and it's about the people on this island, which I travel around and I meet them, and I think, you know, in my little world, they're great people, you know.
Mm.
And we were asked to believe by some of the politicians in the election that's just gone that it was British to be sort of anti everyone else and be sort of more narrow-minded and, you know, grasping and take what's ours and not be sort of open-minded.
What a dreadful attitude.
Well, I don't think that's what it means to be British to me.
No,
anyway.
Absolutely neither to me, no.
So, you know, that's what this album's about. It's about the treasure that I meet on the road. You know?
Fantastic. Well, listen, people can get a greater insight into your world by attending the Grimsby Institution tonight. For the meantime, Nick, thank you very much for coming on the show this afternoon.
Great, thanks, Paul.
Take care, good luck for tonight. Nick Harper is at the Grimsby Institution tonight. For more information and tickets, called 01472 311 222. That's 01472 311 222. His new album Treasure Island is in your shops now. It's released by Sangral Records, but I've got a copy you can win on Where in the World a little bit later on. Here's Norman Greenbaum and Spirit in the Sky. It's 2:53 on BBC Radio Humberside.